most of the time on Gaza Corner, I focus on a topic that I feel is either largely ignored or misrepresented in the mainstream media. Not so tonight. It seems everyone has a take on Trump's pick for ambassador to Israel, David Friedman, and with good reason. Trump could not have chosen a more polarizing figure for the position, and it's a critically important position, arguably the most combustible fault line in the Middle East, centers on Israel's occupation of the West Bank, East Jerusalem, and the blockade of Gaza. So Trump, in effect, pours kerosene on the fault line with his nomination of Friedman, who his credentials are, he's a real estate and bankruptcy attorney. He represented Trump during his Atlantic City hotel bankruptcies. And he did advise Trump on Middle East issues during his election campaign. And like many of Trump's picks, he would have, if approved by the Senate, no experience, zilch experience at the job. Unless you count this. The Trump team noted when they introduced Friedman as the nominee for ambassador to Israel. Friedman is an Orthodox Jew, and the Trump team said that he held his bar mitzvah 45 years ago in Jerusalem at the Western Wall. My bar mitzvah was in Hempstead, Long Island. So maybe Friedman's more qualified than I am. But lack of experience is really the least of my worries. As Chemi Shalev wrote in his column in the Israeli newspaper Haaretz, quote, Friedman makes Benjamin Netanyahu seem like a left-wing defeatist. From where Friedman stands, most Israelis, never mind most American Jews, are more or less traitors. It's good he'll be coming with diplomatic immunity. For some of his articles and statements, Friedman could get arrested by the Israeli police on suspicion of incitement. This is not an ambassador that a rational U.S. administration would send if it had any plans whatsoever to advance the peace process. This is an ambassador who will please evangelicals, delight Jewish settlers, and bring pleasure to Land of Israel zealots far and wide, unquote. Chemi Shalev of Haaretz. David Friedman writes regularly for Arutz Shiva, which is an Israeli pro-settler website that is available in English. His opinions are well to the right of Netanyahu and syncs up only with the most fringe extremist ultra-right wingers in the Israeli government. Friedman opposes a two-state solution. He's in favor of unrestricted settlement expansion in the occupied territories, so much so that he's voiced support for annexing the entire West Bank. International law, be damned. He's called President Obama an anti-Semite. Friedman would declare war on the Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions Movement, BDS. And he has written that he would declare war on the pro-Palestinian campus activism in the United States. Friedman has questioned the citizenship of Israeli Arabs and compared the Jewish lobbying group J Street to Holocaust capos, the prisoners who served as concentration camp guards. This is Friedman's exact quote. He wrote this in June. Finally, are J Street supporters really as bad as capos? The answer actually is no. They are far worse than capos. Jews who turned in their fellow Jews in the Nazi death camps, the capos faced extraordinary cruelty, and who knows what any of us would have done under those circumstances to save a loved one. But J Street, they are just smug advocates of Israel's destruction, delivered from the comfort of their secure American sofas. It's hard to imagine anyone worse, unquote. Jeffrey Goldberg, the editor-in-chief of The Atlantic, gave Friedman an opportunity to back off of his statement when he raised the capo's comparison and asked if he stood by it. Instead of backing off, Friedman doubled down, speaking of J Street, quote, "They're not Jewish, and they're not pro-Israel," unquote. This according to people in the room. Meanwhile, the Trump transition team, in the tradition of, or the age of misinformation and fake news, right? The Trump transition team has actually portrayed Friedman's views as in line with the United States' position toward Israel, despite all this evidence to the contrary, that Friedman's views are in stark contrast to decades of American policy toward Israel. There is one common area previous administrations and Friedman agree that Israel should be armed to the teeth. Upon learning of his nomination, Friedman immediately declared that he looked forward to doing the job, quote, from the U.S. Embassy in Israel's eternal capital, Jerusalem, unquote. This would reverse decades of both Republican and Democratic administrations, their position regarding the status of Jerusalem. Both Israel and the Palestinians see Jerusalem as their rightful capital. It's always been seen by the State Department as to be determined, the status of Jerusalem to be determined through negotiations as part of an overall peace deal. To give you a little background, Israel controlled the western half of Jerusalem since its creation in 1948. Then it conquered East Jerusalem in 1967, and in 1980 declared the whole city of Jerusalem to be their capital, although much of the world, including the United States, has not formally recognized that claim. If Trump overturns years of U.S. policy and moves the embassy, the U.S. embassy, from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, the consequences could be explosive, could be catastrophic. According to a Haaretz article, members of Israel's own army and security apparatus predict that moving the embassy could lead to an outbreak of violence in East Jerusalem and the West Bank in particular, and in the Arab and Muslim world as a whole. Quoting Haaretz, a decision by the U.S. administration to shatter a status quo that has existed since Israel was established in an arena which has always been considered the most sensitive and most explosive in the Israeli-Palestinian is nothing less than momentous. When momentous decisions are made, they can often have momentous repercussions as well, unquote. With Trump, his administration is shaping up to be a family affair. Take his son-in-law, Jared Kushner. He's been a key advisor to Trump, both during the election campaign and during the transition. Jared Kushner and his family have an intense interest in Israeli affairs. The New Yorker's David Remnick reports in the most recent New Yorker, quote, their politics on the issue are distinctly right-wing. Kushner's family foundation has donated tens of thousands of dollars to West Bank institutions, unquote. Kushner, according to Israeli media, has contributed at least $20,000 to American Friends of Beit El Yeshiva, a school in a particularly hard-line ideological settlement, which, guess what, David Friedman heads. Yes, David Friedman is the president of the American Friends of Beit El Institutions. Could Friedman's appointment by Trump have been a way to please his son-in-law? Couldn't hurt. The very fact that Trump is dispatching as ambassador a bankruptcy lawyer so closely identified with a radical yeshiva in the West Bank is mind-boggling, quote-unquote, the words of Haaretz columnist Chaime Shalev. I'll end with two quotes. The first from the column I just mentioned from David Remnick in the most recent New Yorker. Quote, "What can you say about Trump?" Avishai Margalit, an Israeli philosopher and co-founder of Peace Now, told me, "The only thing you can say about Friedman's appointment is that it's not as if some other ambassador would make a big difference. It doesn't matter. There is no peace process. Though Friedman may escalate things, the Palestinians have given up in any case. They have lost hope in any solution, and this is another nail in the coffin," unquote. And the last quote I'll mention is from writer Lisa Goldman, who tweets, "David Friedman's views lie to the right of Meir Kahani's. Trump naming him as ambassador to Israel is a FU to the 70% of U.S. Jews who vote Democrat." Links to the articles for this Gaza Corner that I used to a reference are available right on the homepage. Just go there right now, and they're there. In the far right-hand column, scroll down, you'll see it. I'd like to play, consistent with the theme tonight of playing music from 2016, one of the most beautiful a cappella pieces I've heard all year. It's from someone I met when I was in Israel in October of 2015. And she lives in Akka in northern Israel. Palestinian singer Amal Merkis. This is from her most recent CD, which is called Fata Al-Ward, on 91.7. This is Gaza Corner.
ما دامت لي من أرضي أشبار ما دامت لي زيتون ليمون بئر وشجيرة صبار ما دامت لي من أرضي أشبار ما دامت لي من أرضي أشبار ما دامت لي زيتون ليمون بئر وشجيرة صبار ما دامت لي ذكرى مكتبة صغرى ما دامت لي ذكرى مكتبة صغرى ما دامت في بلدي كلمات عربية وأغاني شعبية كلمات عربية وأغاني شعبية شفتاي ما دامت لي عيناي لي شفتاي ما دامت لي عيناي ويداي أعلنها في وجه الأعداء أعلنها حربا شعواء باسم الأحرار الشرفاء. Israel.
Thank you.